Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonah.
Welcome to the island, everybody. This is Papaya 9, not news.
Get in here.
We're here. I'm Neil. We're here with Jonas.
Yes, sir.
And we got our producer, Alan, on the ones and twos.
Woo woo.
There we go.
Yeah, the woo woo.
He's
have
live.
A seat. Relax.
Yeah.
We have a couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to you live from Miami, Florida.
Street.
Okay, where spring break has caused just a havoc. In
absolutely,
the city.
I think we both caught herpes twice. It's been a great time out here, spring break.
New herpes, the new herpes.
Yes,
that the streets are talking about. It's got a Supreme logo on the virus,
and it's COVID resistant.
COVID
resistant, dog.
We needed to talk about this because Jonas, you are from the state of Florida.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I need to ask you, is this atypical behavior for Miami, or does this seem pretty in line?
This is, people don't understand, Florida's been open this whole time.
Right, during the whole pandemic.
The whole time.
Florida has been open.
They have not shut down one time. So they've been open. So it's kind of weird because, you know, with it being like this, you know, it's nothing's new.
Right.
You know, they're just thinking this is another
right.
day.
So real quick, context for the story.
Yes.
There's been a flood of young spring breakers in Miami, which has led to curfews being put in weird places, people not obeying curfews, people being arrested.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like.
And it's packed everywhere.
It's packed.
Everywhere.
Packed. So that's why we decided to fly down.
Yeah.
And we've been hanging out. We've been drinking out of vuvuzelas.
Absolutely.
Going to the beach and doing those football rings where people just, what drill is that called?
No, I mean, there's a few of them. But, I mean, yeah, just like tackles.
Just tackling
drills. Yeah, just tackling each other on the beach.
Doing it, dude.
Very bro stuff.
Very bro, dude.
You know, there's cocaine in this couch somewhere. It's somewhere. It's something, you know, it's around, man,
right.
You know.
And Alan's in a K-hole right now.
right
juiced up, dude. All we've eaten are Wendy's 4 for 4s.
have you been to Miami?
I have been to Miami once.
Mm-hmm.
I went with an improv troupe.
Okay.
Which I can't believe I just said on camera. But so we did, like, we went out, we did like the big fishbowl drink,
right?
Got a
right.
little schwasty, but we didn't right. do, like,
yeah,
I feel like we didn't like do.
You guys do a couple drills. You guys, that's all I'm thinking about down there. All the improv games you're playing in Miami.
Just doing zip zap zop at the club.
The cops are coming, guys. You got to break this up.
Can we get a suggestion of our misdemeanors?
Guys.
Pulling names out of a hat, or pulling suggestions out of a hat during a white t-shirt contest.
Pitbull's there. We make him a part of our troop.
Worldwide. I want to know what improv troop was doing in Miami, because I know it wasn't getting pussy.
What
we got to know.
Safe to say.
Yes. Were you at Sax? Did you go to Sax? Did you the comedy lab down there?
Sax. No, I didn't do any stand up while I was down there. Mm-hmm. We went to college in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a drive
that's
down,
right.
stop
yeah,
at
you
like,
go back and forth.
You know, we had some Jewish people in the troop, so we stopped at Boca, you know.
Oh.
Did all the that's apparently according to my Jewish friend.
Yeah.
The Jewish Oasis in
yeah.
Florida is Boca Raton.
Boca Raton.
And we are looking for property to purchase in Boca. The podcast is doing well.
Absolutely.
So
we're thinking about getting our new studio out there.
That's true.
Yeah. It's going to remove all this.
Dude, imagine, like, you know, the big podcast movie. Joe Rogan moved to Austin, the flagrant podcast moved to Miami.
Yeah.
And it's just funny to see, like the delusion a little bit. You gotta, to do comedy
right.
at all, you gotta be a little delusional.
This is
we
true.
We know this, okay?
Right.
And to start
to.
A podcast, you gotta be a little extra delusional.
Yes.
Okay, but to think like, oh, I need to move because these big players are moving. And so like,
that yeah,
I
that
will
is.
Have a similar, you know
right.
what I mean, like respect and clout when I
right.
move.
Just being out there.
Yeah, it'll just be like that.
Right.
That is a level that I'm happy that we don't possess.
Well, it blows me. It's like people moving to like Texas. Never been to Texas before.
Right.
I don't know what they're looking for out there. I don't know. You know, most of them are white. They'll be okay. It's for them. But I don't know.
Texas was made for them.
Yeah, it's for them.
Dude.
So I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know. I mean, look, much love and respect to all our comedy brothers and
sisters. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot
moving
we know
out there.
We actually know people.
Yeah, you guys are going to do great. But I feel like the level we're at, you're going to do just as well no matter where you are.
Right.
Like,
yeah, right. The level we're at, we're going to do podcasts where we can afford to do it.
Yeah.
Which is right here in Miami. So very cheap. It's also much cheaper.
Miami.
Yeah.
So tell me, if you're going to Miami, what are the things that you need to do? Like, what is a night out in Miami?
First of all, I got cousins I haven't seen in years. I gotta go see.
So you're extra cautious at the club. Yeah, right?
For sure.
Shit. Like, see a relative. Here.
Dog, they might come ask me for money. No, I can't.
Join us. I need a bunch of ones. Do you have $200 in ones?
I'm like, no. He's like, your dad called me. And said, yeah. Dog.
He said you had horse on this.
You know what, man? Miami is truly unique, man. Because you know, when I used to go as a kid all the time, especially with my parents, you got little Haiti, little Havana out there too with the Cubans,
oh, right?
And so those territories, they've integrated so much. Like little Haiti is crazy. Like it was like KFC serving like Haitian food.
Wow, what?
Yes, it was like you were walking to McDonald's and you're serving like it was the same thing in little Havana. Like you go there and like the McDonald's there be serving like Cuban patties,
tortas and shit.
Yeah, like Cuban sandwiches, like just insane, dude. I've never seen anything like that.
That's cool. They actually, I mean, they adjust the menus in India. They have KFC, McDonald's. They adjust the menus there too.
Right,
right. So they like actually have. They bring in the goat that they're going to make into your burger.
Right. I also think they're just scared. I think they're just scared of the locals. I think it's a way to survive.
It's a way to advertise to them, right? It's like, here's some of your nostalgia of what you left back in the island.
Right.
But with a lot of high fructose corn syrup.
That you can get.
So this will kill you slowly.
None of the ingredients are real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you can go, but
did
I mean.
Did they change the name of KFC to Kentucky Fried Caribbean? Kentucky Fried Cuba?
It's like a Jamaican as a colonel.
Still has the monocle, right. Though. Yeah.
Just dreadlocks. Just dreadlocks.
The monocle.
No better is a jerk chicken. Come down. Try our KFC jerk chicken.
You heard of 11 seasonings and spices. We have 97 spices blended together.
Stomach burn. You won't sleep for 3 days. Dude.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
Dog.
What? You won't sleep for 3 days.
Dog.
Oh boy.
Miami and Tampa too has Jamaican food that's so good, but it's just so heavily seasoned.
Sure.
And it literally burns, like you get ulcers in your stomach for that, but it's so worth it because it's so good.
Well, that's because spices here are in abundance. Right. Whereas like back home you get a little bit of spice.
Right, just a little bit.
Last.
Bro.
Right, but here you can get 9 pounds of curry for like $4. Like you can get curry powder in bunches.
I see why it's in everything. Like it's enough to go around.
For sure, man.
It's enough to go around. So, yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. But, you know, it's hard, though, because Miami is all about the nightlife.
Yeah.
And this curfew that they put on there, it's a killer, man. You know?
So, yeah, with the curfew, they started it at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And then moved it to 8 p.m.
They moved it to 8.
To retaliate against the amount of people that were out?
Right, and it's probably still not working.
There's no way.
Right.
There's no way you can actually enforce that curfew.
So the curfew was really just for the businesses.
Oh.
So it's kind of like, hey, like you can't sell drinks.
I see.
And anything after that, the officers are like, wink, wink, go home. Yeah. But that's really it.
Interesting, man.
Yeah, but the people who live in Miami don't go to the beach in spring break. Like,
right.
They leave it alone.
Right, because they know.
Right.
Well, that was that Washington Post article.
Mm-hmm.
That the headline was Spring Breakers making black people question whether or not they should live in Miami Beach.
Yes, if they can have fun.
If they can have fun
in Miami. Miami, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And it was like, it's a real legitimate question by the Washington Post. This is a legitimate question. Can black people have fun in Miami?
Well, Jonas, we're in Miami.
You know what? My ruling is yes. You can still have fun.
Yeah.
You can still have fun in Miami. You know, but, you know, it's like, black people are the epicenter of these businesses, man. Are we talking about the turn up? Mm-hmm. All the viral videos coming out of Miami right now.
Right.
Black people.
Right.
You understand?
All viral shit coming out of everywhere.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Like, what drives the culture?
Right. I see more black people than anything.
Yeah.
You know?
But so why do black people feel like they can't have fun now? Is it because there's so many like white students there? So, on the beaches and in their bars?
So these are East Coast blacks.
Okay. a variant of the West Coast black.
Most of them, you know, they're from the East Coast, man. They come from New York, New Jersey, Boston.
Okay.
And they go down. The whole thing is like, we're going down to Miami to escape this.
I see.
And now that you take this away with this curfew, can we still turn up?
Oh.
That's the legitimate question.
Wow.
And so, you know, the answer is, you know, yes.
Okay. A little sign of hope for the black.
Yeah. Team. Yeah. I mean, would you go down there right now?
Would I go down to Miami?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Would you call up the improv troupe?
Let's get Wiggle Womp back together again. Oh my god.
Just doing trails on Ocean Drive. Yeah, yeah.
Get arrested for breaking curfew.
Right. Get arrested and tap out your scene partner. Wow. Yeah. Doing it for a friend. Dude, that's fucking hilarious. Well, yeah, I would go. I think I would go. I don't need a reason to go other than just like wanting to see it. But
yeah,
I think I would go to Miami. I mean, we're in Miami right now.
Yeah, we are
here. But do we want to go outside?
Yeah. This is the question. Do we want to? Would we stay here?
Do we want to be with the people?
Right.
Well, here's the thing with the curfew, right? Mm-hmm. Here's more of my question. Not if I would go.
Yeah.
But would I obey the curfew? Because I remember when the Black Lives Matter protests were in full swing this past summer, mm-hmm. as they do every summer.
Yeah.
I remember the curfew was like, nobody's going to be out past whatever 10 or something like that.
I remember that.
I was at a friend's house and I was a little nervous driving back home.
Right.
I was like, what?
I think we canceled like a podcast episode.
For that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Like, we were just like, hey, nope, that's different. It was raining. That's different. It was raining.
It was raining injustice. It was. The skies were cloudy with racial divisiveness.
Oh, my gosh. Man,
the live studio audience now. What's up, Jason?
Good to see you, man.
Coming through.
He's trying to tickle like they can't hear you. Hear you loud and clear.
Tiptoeing and shit. Oh my gosh. So I mean, yeah, I think I would be a little nervous about the curfew.
Yeah.
Because I guess I'm afraid.
No, man. You know, this is all of Florida, man. All of Florida is lit. Not just my. So Tampa's like crazy right now.
It's been lit.
Yeah, it's been lit.
It's almost like the curfew is for the out of towners.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to understand, we still coming off the Super Bowl. You understand?
Right.
So it's like you got the Super Bowl roll right over to spring break.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, turned down for what? So, you know, it's just what it is, man. But yeah, Tampa's like that too. But there's no curfew. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
You know.
See, Tampa's quietly the best city in Florida, I think.
Yes. A lot of people don't know this.
Quietly.
Yeah. Dude, I was a bouncer in a nightclub. And people from Miami used to drive to Tampa.
Wow.
Because it was just like, I'm not going to go broke. I can have a good time.
Wow, dude. Wait, you were a bouncer in a nightclub?
Yeah.
How was that?
In Ybor City, man. I was a bouncer for about 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
Did you have anybody like swing on you?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
What did you do?
Fight. Like, what are we talking about? Like, what are you talking about?
Take the nonviolence approach.
Yeah. Dude, I was a bouncer at a nightclub right across the street from the Tampa Improv.
Oh, my God. So you would go, wait, would you, like, do a spot and then go bodyguard?
So it was weird. So I wasn't, like, in that club yet at the time. I was still, like, open micing.
Yeah.
And I could, like, bounce on the weekends. And there was this point in time where it was just, like, you know, like, I was starting to get, like, weekend dates. So, like, I'd have to go and, like, ask him to, like, weekends off.
Wow.
And I was like, hey, man, you know, I just need the weekend off. He's like, what you going to be doing? I'm like, nah, man, you know, man, I'm just going to, you know. He's going to be out telling jokes. He's
pointing across the street.
He's like,
that's where I'll be.
Yeah, he just thought it was the most pussiest thing ever. He's like, why are you right. telling jokes? He's like, I saw you fight the other day. You're not funny. Yeah, yeah. He told me, he's like, you've been working for a year. He's like, you haven't made me laugh one time. He's like, I can't believe you're telling jokes.
And he was like, exactly do an opener while you're no. putting somebody in a full Nelson.
So I had to eventually like choose.
Right.
I just went with them.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Ybor, man. I grew up out there.
Who was like the most ratchet person in line that you had to deal with as a bodyguard? Is there anything that pops in your brain?
I mean, there was a lot. But it was cool because what happened was like before I was working there, the comics would like headline and then they would like go to the club. Uh-huh. Like Kevin Hart, he used to do this all the time back in the day. Like I like way back, like Soul Train, he would go to improv right across the street to Ybor.
Okay.
And like no one really knew his name, but we just knew his face. Right. So it was like, yo. But it was weird, man. Like I remember like Ari Spears. Ari Spears, he would do a show at the improv and he would cross the street, go to the club. Have the DJ cut the music and he would start doing DMX impressions. And he was killing. He was killing. Like people were like it would take people a second. They were like, yo, is DMX here? And this guy was him. And people just started laughing. But he would literally walk in the club, have the DJ cut the music in the middle of the hottest song. Like and he would just start doing DMX and Hov impressions. Wow.
Like comedy?
Yeah, like literally like his act he would take to the club. And then like people were dancing like and stuff. And it was, you know, like for a second you're just like, what's happening? And then you see it's him.
Right.
And then it was just like, all right. And people like started laughing. And they went back to dancing. But he would just do stuff like that.
That's kind of really mess with you to like, if you're a dude and you're like dancing on a girl.
Right.
And you kind of, you know,
right.
you're churning. And then you like go from that to like laughing. Yeah. It's very disarming.
Right. Well, it's great for the woman. Like, horrible for the guy trying to get laid.
Right.
All the guys were pissed. But the women were
because
loving
now
it.
Now everybody wants to have sex with the funny.
Right.
Right. Dude, right. DMX and like a bagel shop. Like,
but that's just how good his impression was, though. It was so good that like people were like, what the hell is happening? It's like, yo, it's Hov in the club, baby. This is like, yo, like
it's Ari Spears is the best comedian I ever heard. What?
It would drop bombs.
Dude, why in DMX, why'd he stop at dogs with that? Jump into the cats. DMX, what?
Meow.
He's missing a whole market there while you playing, dog. That's
DMX is the GOAT.
Meow, meow, meow.
He's like, yeah, I can get down to this. Yeah. Weird shit.
It works, man.
Oh my god,
dude. It works. I remember literally thinking, I'm like, man, you got a headline and do nightclubs. I was like,
well,
yeah.
He's just doing the nightclubs because he loves the game.
He loves the
he's
game.
He's not getting paid for that.
He loves the game, man.
He's not getting paid.
He loves the game, man.
That's hilarious, dude. Yeah, yeah. Nice spirit, man.
There was a lot of that, man. People would like just come and just like hang out and stuff.
Sweet, dude.
Yeah, it was
but you never had to deal with like a ratchet person.
Yes, all the time, but none of them stick out.
Like, what's the most ridiculous thing somebody has ever said to you?
Let me see. I did have this. There was a situation, man, where. Okay, man, it's between two.
Okay.
I'm going to narrow it down to this. So there was a situation where, you know, there were like some people, like, you know, they were having sex in the bathroom. Where and owner comes down. He goes, hey, Jonas, go in there. Break it up.
Break it up.
Yeah, and I'm on the radio. I'm like, hey, Chief, you don't pay me enough. I was like, Chief, you don't pay me enough. Like, on the radio. Yeah. And then he's like, 2 minutes later, he's like, all right. He's like, here's three other guys. Just go in there. You know, they really
jump
go
in.
Break
join
it
them. Up. Got the camera.
Break it up. And
that guy was the CEO of Bang Bros. Yeah. He had a vision.
Shout out to Bang Bros. They provided this couch. We
it wasn't blue. It's not originally blue.
Oh, So anyway, yeah, we get there, and you know how in a nightclub there's always the bathroom attendant, like, right, set up with his gum and candies and stuff. Like, he got gum, napkins, the, yeah, work, like mouthwash. He got,
ironically, no condoms.
He had plenty of it. Actually, he had plenty of it. And he was making a killing. That's, yeah, why he said nothing.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, so they paid him.
Yeah, paid,
like,
him
go, off. Yeah, they paid him off. He ain't saying nothing. And I go in, I'm like, hey, like, Rodney, like, yo, what's going on? Like, how come, you know, you ain't saying? He was like, nah, man. And I see the pocket, money in his pocket. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right. So I go in there, and they're going at it. So I'm like knocking. I'm like, yo, hey, don't make me get up in there.
Yeah.
You know, like, just get out. He goes, look, he offered to pay me $300. Just let him finish. He's like, listen, I got 300 cash.
Wow.
You let me finish right now. This chick's boyfriend is outside. I got 300 cash.
Oh, my God.
You let me.
Dude, yeah, her boyfriend's, yeah, Ari Spears. Yeah. Yeah. My wife cheated on me. Yeah. I'm sad.
Let me tell you right now, the heartbreak DMX sucks.
She won't do it in the butt. Now she's fucking another man. Okay. So you $300, Riley's paid off.
No, I broke it up.
You did broke it up.
I broke it up. I broke it up.
What was that like?
So,
how did you find them?
So what happened was it was locked, and so he was like, "Boom, not getting out. I didn't want to break the doors or whatever." Which we, I want. I'm like, "Yo, this is what we gonna do."
Right.
I told him, "Just get me some ice cold water. You get me some ice cold water, we gonna kill this right now." Wow. And so while that's how you kill that. Wow. While they going at it,
wow,
you pour ice cold water.
For sure.
Kills it. And like, and I was standing on top of the stall, and I had coordinated the drop perfectly. Wow.
So you're watching them fuck.
Right, because I wanted to get it right in between, right? Yeah. Right. Like, I was over the stall, and I was just like, right there, dog. Yeah. If I could get this ice cold water to, right, touch his dick and her pussy at the same time, they're done.
I'm imagining this like a claw machine, like the same way you line up the claw machine in a game.
I'm sure.
The girl's actually doing the same thing. Yeah.
It'd be too slippery for it. It'd just keep falling out. Rodney, give me 25 cents. So.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I nailed it. He was like, "Hey, man, stop it." He was like, "I was like, hey, man, you gotta stop." He's like, "Stop!" I'm like, "You gotta stop." And it just went all over, and it just killed the whole thing.
Nice, dude.
Killed the whole thing. Man. No, she just got out, man.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. All I did was just check to make sure she was okay, right, to make sure it wasn't rape or nothing. I'm like, was this consensual?
Right.
And it was perfect. Awesome. Your boyfriend's right out there. For sure. So it's like, it's just, yeah,
let's go to the improv, baby. Get some laughs.
Ari Spears.
Ari Spears is there. Yeah.
Then the boyfriend like, hey, how come you're all wet?
Right. Again, these are. Yeah,
I slipped. In the bathroom.
How come you're coming out of the men's restroom and you're all wet?
Yeah, like, what is that?
I slipped. I slipped into the men's bathroom.
I slipped in the toilet. In the toilet. I fell in the toilet.
This guy's penis was at the bottom of the toilet.
But I mean, just crazy stuff like that, man. Yeah. I mean, you know,
dude, that is just yeah, wild, man. Well, so you know, Florida's opening up. California is opened back up as well.
Yeah, California's opened
so
back
this
up.
This is kind of crazy because California, I think, was one of the states that was taking COVID the most seriously in the beginning, at least on a moral posturing level.
At least we were the most dramatic about it.
Exactly, as Hollywood is.
City full of actors.
They're about to. I do not want to see a single Corona movie or TV show ever.
Okay, well, that sucks for you because NBC just picked up like 7 pilots. They're
it's
all
called distance.
honestly, that's a legit point you break out because it's like, do people want to see this? This
like
is
relive it.
Yeah, so like sure. there's a whole conflict for like,
right,
writers and people producing stuff. It's like, do we really want to, or do we want to act like this never happened and just get people away from it?
Right. I think it needs a little time, a lot of time. Like, I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to see like Ryan Reynolds in a rom-com, like, you know what I'm saying, meet some girl during pandemic. And
right.
Like, well, we can't. They never see each other's faces until like the last.
Horrible.
It's the mask.
Horrible.
But someone's going to make that movie.
Yeah. I mean, there's one with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, really?
And her and yeah, in an African actor. They I don't know his name.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they co-starred a movie. It's on like HBO, but yeah. It's literally them in a relationship in quarantine, and they're just arguing the whole movie. It's them arguing the whole movie.
It's during the Black Lives Matter.
It's in like the movie takes place in like Britain. It's like muggy outside. Oh, they're just locked in the house.
Wow.
And they're just yelling at each other.
I posted a black square. I'm in solidarity with you.
Honey, you don't know how black people feel.
What do you mean? You're black. He's like, and
I mean,
you're black.
I mean, there's some credit there, you know. For
I had a black friend growing up.
And by the way, like in the whole movie, the African guy is the only black guy she knows. The whole movie, everyone else is like corporate white people.
She meets him at the Jamaican KFC.
She's like, I brought home jerk chicken. Don't you try to make this work? Dog. If,
oh my god,
I don't know, man. It's weird. So we open back up here.
Open
that's
back
right
up, yeah.
Everything's back up.
Yeah, I mean, I was in NoHo getting Dave's hot chicken.
Yeah,
shout out to Dave's.
Is it good?
It's pretty good. Pretty really? Good hot chicken.
Okay. Friend of the podcast.
Yeah. So be proud sponsor of the podcast. Dave's chicken. But yeah, out there by like Lancashire, you know, NoHo.
Yeah,
that area.
Yeah.
I mean, streets were packed. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Ventura, all that.
No, I wasn't near Ventura. I was on Lancashire.
No, Lancashire.
But like the bars in that area, like people were in there.
Yeah,
you know, getting back to it, like shit didn't happen.
Dude, like yeah,
like it was a weird dream, and I wonder if that's how this will kind of be remembered. Like, I feel like we've been living in it for so long, but like with some time separated from it, are we just gonna be like, man, that was crazy? That was a crazy year.
Man, you know?
It's hard to say, but
yeah.
But the way some people are living, it's like, yeah, shit never happened.
We just had to evaluate things. I think we're going to look back at how dirty we were before COVID.
For sure.
You know, that's
dude,
that's
nasty.
Crazy.
Nasty.
Like, it blows me away that I had, like, jobs where, like, I used to let people just come in, like, sick and work right next to me.
Right.
Like,
sneezing
sick.
And shit.
Yeah, like, people couldn't call out for being right. sick.
I mean, just imagine, like, just washing hands.
Dude.
We barely washed
right. And white people weren't doing it at all.
No.
So.
By far, white people are the dirtiest. Let's be clear. They don't use no lotion. They probably don't use soap. They probably use like raw bleach.
Right.
For soap.
Right. You know, homeopathic deodorant. Yeah. Oh, man.
Like, I know for a fact white dudes do not wash their dicks. It's just something in my gut that knows it as a fact.
You know what? That's crazy. Thank God I never have to see it, man.
Right. Don't have to be a separate two people having sex again. In
yeah. I mean, that was a black and they were and they were clean.
Oh.
They were clean. they took showers and
okay. Well, yeah, because they were black.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I took a good look down there. They were pretty clean.
Was there any protection?
No.
Whoa.
No, oh, not at all.
That boyfriend's gonna have a. It's gonna be a tough Easter.
I'm sure.
Not just finding eggs this year.
I'm telling you right now, that baby is eight, 8 years old, and healthy.
Yeah. The dad's like, "How come this kid doesn't look like me?"
Yeah. It looks like Aries Spears.
Baby comes out. Where my dogs? Baby has an amazing Aries Spears impression.
Goo goo gaga.
LL Cool J was another impersonation that used to kill in the club.
Oh yeah, dude.
He was just I can't believe like the DJs would listen to him.
Oh my god, dude.
You know, if he just
threw him this headlining cash. Headline. Just take a break.
He would literally do like 10 minutes. In the club, like the house lights would turn on.
Wow.
And then, like, he would start it in the dark, and then the house lights would turn on. He's
I
like, oh,
that.
It's Ari Spears. Like, people just losing it.
Starting it in the dark, like, yeah, it dark. Just says, like, quiet Jay-Z. She's like, yeah. Can y'all hear my voice?
It's the Rock.
The Rock is here. Psych, he's Aries. But I'm a Scorpio.
Talk. It's a real really good Hope impression.
Yeah. No, dude, I used to have this bit.
You should go on Def Jam.
Dude, if I did my Jay-Z impression on Def Jam, mm-hmm. I would get, I think, immediately shot in the room.
No, that would be the
by the one white person.
You do have a Jay-Z impression.
Yeah, this is one of the first jokes I ever did in front of you.
Yes. Yeah,
this Jay-Z thing is like
years ago.
So stupid. I'll go. You know, I'm working on some impressions. So here's a in the ballpark Jay-Z. And then I do this whole like, oh man, I can't even see home plate. Yeah, damn. So Jay-Z and Beyonce can't get good seats at Yankee Stadium. Made the hat more famous than a Yankee team. I miss when the Dodgers were in Brooklyn.
So I seen this.
Is that the improv space?
Yeah. So I seen this when this was when I was first visiting LA.
Yeah.
To see if I want to
wait for real.
Yeah. That's how way back this goes. And I was with Cam, and Cam literally he goes, Donis, you got to check out my boy Neil.
Oh my God. We're outside. You got to check out my man. Like we're outside the improv space.
Cam Bertrand, that's my guy back in Tampa.
Oh, dude, love
and
Cam,
and the whole time he's like, "Yo, you gotta check out my boy Neil, man. When you see him, you call me." I'm like, "Oh shit!" He's like, "Yo," Cam was like, "Yo, he has this joke killing the streets right now." That's like where. Like, I just came off the road. This is my first time in LA.
Hilarious, bro.
And I'm like, all right, we got to see this.
Walk in all his glory.
Yes.
A Jay-Z impression.
Yes. And then I saw you do it at least three times that week. You were really crafting it. You were really timing it.
Honing it or hoving? Just hoving the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's hilarious. That's so funny. Yeah, dog, so you're like, I gotta move here. Yeah. Clearly it's easy. The game is
no, it wasn't easy. It wasn't that. You really crazy. You were really listening to like because he would do this impression and he would like get off stage and comments be like, yo, Neil, that was fire. I'm like, yo.
Right.
I'm like, and it was a good impression. Mm. It was a good impression. You, and so yeah, you did it like multiple times that week.
Great times.
Yeah,
great
and I didn't see you for another year. I didn't see. Okay. Yeah,
I had to go to the shadows.
Yeah, take that.
Like the Black Album.
Yeah. But the gyms out here are also open too.
They open up the gyms.
Yeah, dude, I just went and visited. The first gym I went to, just drove by it.
Yeah, you drove by an Equinox, right?
No, I was going to Crunch.
Oh, okay.
I was going to Crunch.
It was like Diet Equinox.
Yeah, Diet Equinox. There we go. Yeah. Like much cheaper, still expensive. but yeah, no, you know, I just went in and strolled, and the manager came out. He was like, "Hey, yo, just want you to know we're open for business." I was like, "Thank you." Like, just drove, and I was just like, you know, and then I went to Equinox afterwards.
Right. Equinox.
Is it Equinox?
Equinox.
It's Equinox?
Yeah, I think it's Equinox.
I'm pretty sure it's Equinox.
Really?
Yeah. You're thinking like equanimity?
So it's
but usually EQUI, equa.
Equa?
Right?
Listen, yeah. Listen.
Equa. Let us know in the comments. Equa or equa?
You should know better than spelling about any of us.
Like, this is pronouncing.
Right.
A little different than spelling.
No, I mean, same thing.
Equinox.
Listen, deep down, you can still win a spelling bee.
What do you call? I really put my mind to it. What? Like, when you see a moon, the moon's phases, that's called?
I don't know what that's called.
I don't know if that's
equal. Yeah, I don't know what that's called. Yeah. So it's Equinox.
Whatever.
I'm just going to say it that way.
That works.
So I went there.
Yeah.
Dude, like hundreds of dollars a month.
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars
post-COVID.
Hundreds a month.
You can spend your whole stimulus in 7 months and still be a fat ass. That's really incredible that what they're doing there. And they say the Equinox, it's like the experience. It's like, oh, yeah, there's a locker room. We have towels. We use Kiehl's.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, no. The amenities are nice.
It's nice and well done. Mm-hmm. But it is not worth $280.
No.
Right, because the main goal is to be in shape. Not
okay.
To be,
that's first off. Okay. They told me $400. So we're gonna have to.
Whoa.
Wow.
They're probably banking on you not being able to make those payments.
he won't last long. Yeah,
he's probably got one 400
maybe rather than Equinox.
Yeah, they start a different gym called Equinox. And they just charge way more.
What if I walk in and they're like, "Oh, we know how to get rid of him, sir. We require a credit check." I'm just like, well, can't go.
Right, sir, we actually do. You have to become a big brother. Big brothers program.
Did you see the report, man? Bank of America put out, and they actually traced what people spent their stimulus money on.
Oh, interesting.
They said the two biggest things they spent it on.
Can I guess before you go?
Guess.
I'm gonna say game consoles is one.
Good guess.
Mm-hmm. Two is Carhartt plaid shirts. Carhartt flannels.
Okay, for sure. Carhartt is Carhartt. Yeah, it's big. Yeah. That's big. I see everyone wear it.
Was I wrong on both of those?
You were actually relatively close.
Oh.
Yeah. Alan, you have a guess?
I think
you were close.
I think video games.
Yeah.
I'll second that. And I'll say shoes.
So this is crazy. You're both right. Wow. So yeah, they said the two biggest thing people spent their stimulus money on was sneakers and apparel.
Okay. Wait, and clothes. So the gaming is not in
there. I'm sure it's in there.
So sneakers and apparel.
Yeah, this is just Bank of America tracking their spending.
This is like, why we're so fucked.
Proving that we did not need the stimulus. We did not. You think Joe Biden's in the White House like, what the hell?
What did you to buy insurance? You bought Jordan 21s. That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
you think Biden was spending his stimulus on Jays? Biden's buying like Air Force Ones to compete with Kamala.
Right. he sits at the Oval Office, takes out the Travis Scotts. Ooh. Travis Scott. Ooh, they don't got these.
I did the Juice World collab. Oh my god, dude.
Cactus Jack hoodie.
he buys the old Wu-Tang album from Martin Shkreli.
That's actually a good purchase. That's actually
that has equity.
That, yeah, that's actually a good purchase.
Oh, see, equity. Equinox.
Equity.
You
Equinox.
Don't say equity.
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 This is how you know equity. I know nothing about credit. So I will never say these words in my life.
Right.
Equity. Equity, right? Equity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Equinox.
Equinox. Equinox.
So equity.
Equity, Equinox.
Equity.
But they're spelled EQUI.
So, okay. So, EQUI, can I get that in a sentence?
No. it's a prefix. No. can't do that in a sentence.
Would you guys feel comfortable going to the gym? Like, would you feel comfortable going
Well,
in?
Listen, Jonas, I don't know if you've seen my body. I'm not comfortable in gyms in general.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Someone can eye me off of a machine. You know what I'm saying? Like if a dude comes over and is strong, right. I'll feel start rushing my reps and shit.
Right.
You know?
You just get off. You just get off the
shit form. Here you go, sir. I'm so sorry.
I was in anyway. You just sat down. I was in anyway.
No, but I got pretty good at it. You know, the gym that I went to for a while, Kumail Nanjiani was at the gym. Ooh. And he was in the beginning phases of getting ripped for like Marvel shit.
Oh.
So I saw him at the gym. Never said a word to each other. Never said a word because we were the only two brown guys, you know.
Right.
It's kind of one of those unspoken things.
Right.
I mean, a slight nod at least.
Yes, so. A little bit of a.
You were probably the only two in there.
For sure. 100%. Actually, for real. Yeah. Two browns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two good looking browns in one
room. Yeah. And see, there's a part of you that, like, you know, the romantic version of like Hollywood, your Hollywood moment. If I just would jump in, come here. Let me jump in there with you. You know, workout buddy.
He would blackball you immediately for ball. You are competition. There's not enough. like he was just barely able to get it after Aziz. Like this, like this, he had to force
and
himself
he
in there.
He had to get ripped.
Yeah, he had to get ripped.
To stay in.
Yeah.
He used you as motivation.
I'll never be that small. I gotta eliminate the competition. Dude, I mean, he's from Pakistan.
Really?
You got the divide, you know. But I'm worried for Kumail. Seriously, he looks You know, like that certain like you get so rich in Hollywood, you get that certain Hollywood lifestyle. We start looking less like a person and more like a kind of like a gargoyle, right. like a cartoon of a person.
Yeah.
He's starting to get to that point.
Really?
Like his jaw has muscles.
I saw that.
You know.
You know they have workout things like just for your jaw.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah. We've all seen that.
Yeah.
Just chewing.
Yeah, just for like just a stronger jawline.
Yeah, but it's just, it looks wrong on. It doesn't look natural, I guess, is what. And I know he's doing it naturally.
Right. They're paying.
I don't know if Disney is doing anything naturally for their Marvel people.
Look, I mean, look, it's important that the people of Pakistan see what they can be. You understand?
Wow. And that's crazy, actually. I didn't think
yeah,
that.
they have to see that they're capable of getting a body like this.
Right.
If they work hard enough and risk their lives to come to America. If they're willing to do that.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. It is what it is. I mean, that's going to be you. I mean, you know, that's
going to be you.
You know,
bro.
You know, put you in like, you know, maybe like a Shazam sequel.
Are you playing Shazam?
Like, my experience in the gym is very different. It's more like challenging.
Mm.
So I'll go in and all I want to do is go on the treadmill.
Wow.
And really? and then like other big guys start getting competitive with like the one big guy.
So they also get on the treadmills next to you. And then you're doing that OK Go music.
No, they don't even go on the treadmill. They like they're like curling and they bring it and they just want to like be close.
Oh wow.
Very aggressive, competitive, dominant.
Oh yeah. Well dominant. there's the guys that do like the grunts.
The grunts, yeah.
At the gym, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know. DMX, probably a big gym guy.
This is where he got it.
One. Two. What?
You don't make no noises? You don't make no noises?
Maybe occasional. But not. I'm not like, yeah, you know, the guys that like rep one.
is that like a light like after the set is done?
I'm not like,
That's what I'm thinking.
No, not like that.
I got like a Dove commercial.
That sounded like you had a bidet.
Which they have at Equinox. It's a spring seltzer bidet.
You're comfortable. You're comfortable using them?
What?
Bidets? Yeah.
Have you not used a bidet?
Use it like I've used it. I pressed the button.
Yeah.
I've watched the sprinkle. I watched it go in the air.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever. I don't think I used it.
Oh, bro. Bidets are awesome.
Really?
Holy shit. Yeah. It's crazy.
I feel like I'm missing out on something.
The amount of cleanliness, but low key, the pleasure. Oh man. Never ridden my toilet before.
So
but it's super clean, obviously.
Okay, so
but that's a part of it.
You
but
sit on the toilet, you do what you do.
Yeah.
And you press the button first. Yep. Do you wipe first and then let the water?
No. You let the water do its thing, and then you can wipe after. Yeah, but then you're a little wet. Like tissue toilet paper doesn't do it. So they actually, if you have a bidet, most people have like cloths, you know, to like dry.
Right.
You're drying. You're not wiping.
Wow, that's elevated.
But you know, like in Indian stuff, they toilet paper's not totally ubiquitous. Like, obviously, in, like, the more kind of upper middle class parts, they do have toilet paper now. But, you know, a lot of it's just you take the water and you splash it up there. It's like a manual bidet. It's like a,
that's
like
literally
a stick shift bidet.
Alan, you've used one?
I use a bidet, yeah.
You use?
I've used. Used.
Oh, used.
Oh, okay. It's no shame if you still do, Alan.
Yeah.
I was in Japan, I used them.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, I think Japan is, it's a French
They're
word.
Years ahead of us.
Yeah.
Toilet.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Everything, I think.
Yeah, they have
everything.
Stuff that dries you, too. You
know? Dude, yeah. You can actually make a beat on a toilet in Japan. It'll record it. And, you can do the vocals on there.
What?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait.
There's a little drum pad.
Right. It's Neil's voice.
No, the sample's your shit.
Literally.
And then it can tell you if you have any underlying diseases.
That's actually a great idea. Why are you playing?
Yeah. The splash is a little kick.
Bleep, bleep. So where did you use it? Where did you use a bidet?
So my dad's got some older like Indian homies out in Palm, near Palm Desert. So out there at their place. I mean, they're like in their 60s. So I'm like, they need the bidet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that
sounds like we all do.
I think we all do need a bidet. Yeah, I tried to get one in my one of the toilets.
Really?
In my bathroom, and it apparently doesn't fit. It's not like a standard fit.
I mean, I've been in a few hotels that have bidets, but the water pressure never, it doesn't look right. It doesn't look appealing.
So you test it before you try it.
Yeah, I press the button. It's just a few places I've been to. I press the button. I'm like, you know what? That looks a little bit too strong. I'm going to just sit that one out. You know, but yeah, but it seems like it's all about the water pressure.
Yeah, yeah. You ever power wash a garage?
No.
Oh, you ever power wash anything?
Oh, you talk about power wash You mean pressure wash? Yes, I pressure wash.
Yeah, you ever
like pressure washing.
Yeah, you ever pressure wash like a driveway or something?
Yeah, yeah. Remove old paint.
It's that. It's the water in that. How it just like. That's the concept.
But okay, it's not like spraying it back in.
No, that's my worst fear.
My worst fear is that because I see the water, I'm like, is this putting it back in? You understand? Like, is this an enema? Like, I'm trying to, like, that's my thing. So I don't know. But you're saying it's not doing that. It's gentle enough?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and yeah. And you position yourself in a way that, you know, it doesn't go back in.
If I use a bidet next time, will you watch me?
No.
Yeah. No. Just to make sure I'm doing it right.
No,
yeah.
I don't want
to
see that.
No, just to make sure.
You go by feel. Go by feel. You don't need a visual confirmation.
Well, I want to make sure I want to use the same settings you're using.
I'm not currently using it. Settings.
Yeah, I mean, they got settings and stuff.
He's on power wash. Power wash.
Pressure wash. I'm on pressure wash. There's a fire hydrant, pressure wash. Yeah. They're all super hard. Yeah. Yeah, blast off is one of them.
Go back in.
Well, okay, so what do you think about this? I saw the Chinese make this thing. Hmm. Makeshift bidet. It's also a sink, a kitchen countertop, and a bidet.
How is it a kitchen countertop?
It doesn't make sense to me.
The Chinese are getting too good at inventing shit. It's like getting to a point now where it's like, right. We don't even need this.
Listen.
A bidet and a kitchen sink?
Yeah.
So you have to waddle to the kitchen?
Yeah. You literally shit where you eat?
Literally.
It's like close to it.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It'll be an IKEA soon.
Dinner guests are all pissed. They're like, hey, can we...
Yeah, well, yes. You said you were making soup. Doesn't taste right. It's like iron.
Did you say this was a Philly cheesesteak?
It's your urine.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Man. So, anyways,
so
California's opened.
Yeah,
California's we're opened up. Right. You know, but we're doing good, man. But there are some places that are getting shut down.
Oh yes,
here in Los Angeles.
Yes, yes, yes. There are some places.
It's a big story. It's a big story from this past week.
Yes,
in LA.
Yes, man. So you know, it's crazy. You know, LA, a lot of open mic spots.
Yeah, what's this spot called?
Pig and Whistle.
Okay, Pig and Whistle.
Pig and Whistle. This is an open mic spot.
Right. I don't think I've ever been there. Where is it?
It's in Hollywood, right there on the Hollywood Strip.
Okay.
Like 2 blocks away from Second City.
Oh.
Yeah.
That part of town.
Yes. Yes.
That
Hollywood
Boulevard is the worst part of LA. Bar none.
It is. It's a disappointment. Don't believe nothing on TV.
Like, yo, they do Jimmy Kimmel in the Chinese theater.
Jimmy Kimmel's not even there. He never goes.
Jimmy's not coming. Okay.
Jimmy's in the limousine, like, rolls the window up. He's secretly been doing this whole thing from home the whole time.
Right. Now, Guillermo, he's out on the streets. Guillermo's got to clean up the sidewalk in front of a. Chinese theater.
Oh, man. Guillermo's actually just in East LA. He's in Alhambra.
He has to Uber to get to right. Like, he has to drive Uber to eventually get to work. No, Jimmy's not there. It's just sad.
Yeah.
It's kind of like LA's answer to Times Square.
Yeah.
In a way, but there's none of like the because it's where old Hollywood has gone and died.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
they have all the stars. Yeah. But there's piss and shit.
Yeah,
all over the
street. Remnants of what used to be.
Right,
a lot of that here.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of that.
But you know, and they've got like the dudes. You know, just like in Times Square, they've got like people dressed up as like Spider-Man, and Captain America, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and that's on a good day. That's on a good day.
Because on other days, you still get the B celebrities.
Yeah.
you know, Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah.
Someone's dressed up like her. Yeah.
Or someone who just got out of rehab. You're going to get somebody. You're going to get somebody out there.
dude.
Yeah, dude.
It was just a horrible part. Anytime anybody comes to visit and they're like, I want to go see the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you can walk there yourself. Walk of shame.
Hollywood is really depressing, like during the week, like because you have to understand, we're not saying this, you know, it's like, you know, you work these rooms, you do these spots,
yeah,
and we're at these places in the middle of the week,
right,
like 11 p.m. on a Tuesday,
right.
So depressing. And that's what this place was,
right? The Pig and Whistle.
The Pig and Whistle.
So the Pig and Whistle, you mic'd there? I don't think I've ever been there.
I went three times.
Okay.
And then the guy was like, hey, you know you got to pay to do this. I was just walking in the whole time. I went up one time by accident, and they had no problem. Like, cool, I guess this is the thing.
Right, right.
And I'm like, what's this bucket doing? Like, I remember I literally went up on stage. I'm like, why is there a bucket full of money up here? Like, I didn't know how LA operated.
Collecting tips? Right,
yeah.
Right, pay to play is
right.
How LA works.
Right, yeah. So it's
unheard of.
Yeah, you have to pay. And I never did that, but yeah, after I never went back. But yeah, it was a back room in the back of the Pig and Whistle,
right?
And it was close to another room there called the Cloak and Dagger,
right?
Which is in the Pig and Whistle,
right?
And recently they were shut down because apparently there was like they were having like orgies, like cult rituals back there, and it was like famous celebrities,
yep,
who
involved,
you know, right, involved too.
Most famously this past week, Thomas Middleditch. that was his sex name, Middle Bitch.
Yeah. Thomas Hopscotch.
My safe word is Silicon Valley.
Sue made a silicon.
It's got the Verizon logo on it. Yeah. Can you hear me now? Dude. Oh, dude. My God.
So it's him. They said Robert Patterson.
Yeah. Pattinson.
Is it Pattinson or Patterson?
I don't think it's Patterson.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going with you with the spelling, man.
All good.
Okay, so it was him. And it was crazy, man. But it just blew me away. It was just like the key to making it in Hollywood.
Yes.
It was right there.
It was getting through there.
The whole time. Like, that who would have known
you
my
like,
way
that's
in?
That's all you needed.
That's all I needed. Like, that was my way in that whole time.
Yeah, they would have loved you probably in there.
Right.
Yeah. So here's the interesting thing about this Coconut spot. I've actually been there.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you like it when you went? What were your impressions when you went?
Yeah. Oddly enough, funnily enough, somebody from my improv troupe.
You improv guys, man. You improv guys.
Listen, in there, yes, and okay, anything goes. So I got to go because one of
never
my
say no.
Right. One of my buddies in the improv troupe got in there. It was like you have to. It's like kind of you have to like get a membership.
It's really secretive.
It's very secretive. So he got us in on a night.
You actually went in.
I went in. So
butt naked.
No.
listen. Okay, go ahead.
But I don't know what the I'll just tell you about the night.
Okay.
So walk in, you go up these stairs, and it's like it's got this like kind of goth romantic, like when I say romantic, I mean like romantic era. Not like it feels romantic or anything, but it's like goth kind of like it feels like a Hard Rock Cafe that's been shut down.
Okay.
That's like the vibe of the aesthetic. Okay. Right? So there's a bunch of booths, high wooden ceilings, and there's a packed of people, right?
DJs. Did you wear mascara?
I did not. I wore all black. That was as far as I went.
Okay.
Because you know me. I rarely stick to a theme. So I get in there and you know, my friend tells me, he's like, you know, the number one rule here is like, if somebody tells you to go with them, you go.
Whoa.
No questions asked.
Whoa.
Right. So I was pissed because nobody asked me to do anything.
Yeah.
That night. You ain't, see what was up.
You ain't have no eyeliner on, dog. You got a dog.
Right. I maybe looked, a little too new.
There, how long ago was this?
I was in there with one of those hats with the propellers on them. Like a
giant
big lollipop. Yeah.
Your Mr. Pee-wee hat?
And they're like Woody Woodpecker. Like.
Dude, so wait, how long ago was this?
This would have been 2018, maybe?
Dude, I think if you went now, someone would have pulled you aside.
Yeah, because I got the beard now.
Yeah, like you went now.
Hey, you gotta go, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, come with me. It's just the back entrance. These are all the Uggos are out there.
You just on the Hollywood strip.
You're just on the... Somebody hands me a Spider-Man suit. Like... It's your time now. Oh my God, Guillermo's out there.
As you're leaving, you hear Aries Spears.
You'll do it in the butt.
Dude, I really can't believe you actually went. So how long were you in there for? I mean,
I was in there for a few hours. So this was one of the things of the night was like
not a bite. Wow,
everybody was like, not a single bite, bro. Not a single bite.
It's the worst fishing trip ever. It's horrible.
Dude, put my bait on the line and everything. No. There was this one girl that I was kind of like talking to, but it felt more like real. It didn't feel like we're gonna do the thing at the of the club. But so two things. One, there was a woman there that night, and people were kind of like, "Oh shit, the poet's here! The poet is here! The poet is here!" I'm like, "What the fuck?" It's just a white lady sitting at like an old timey typewriter, typing in like fortunes and shit. She's like, "I'm gonna read your fortunes and like, you know, kind of figure it out." Alan, this is gonna be very much a predicament for you. The camera's low on battery.
Oh.
There's an extension cord that's being used to power the light. Alan, you could bring the laptop and charge the USB cord and like, but yeah. Anyways, so they're like, the poet is here. The poet's here. And I'm like, I gotta see what this shit is about. So I go up, I'm like, read me. You know, I'm very open.
Right.
And she just types up like a fucking Rupi Kapoor poem, you know, just vague. Anything's like, the crow will fly in the evening of your first love, and this shit is just like weird. And I waited so long for this person.
Did you pay for this?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have to pay anything that night.
Okay.
Which is fair.
Now, but did you have to wear any clothes?
I did. Yes, I wore clothes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Better, okay.
I would have been naked. I would have been right. Straight up.
I did get an audition for an HBO show. No.
Oh, okay.
No, but so there's another thing, right? Mm-hmm. So at one point, somebody comes up and tells me and my friend, mm-hmm. three of us, like, all right, let's go. I'm like, oh, shit. But wow, shit. So go into the separate room, and it's like a 20-minute like burlesque show. It's cramped. It's like real tight. And these three, four women, two dudes, they do like a full burlesque, like naked dancing, and like it's real sensual,
right?
Real hot,
right?
So I can see,
and you
like,
still had your clothes on.
I kept my clothes on the
okay.
entire time.
Okay, wow.
Okay, but yeah, dude. So I mean, like, of course, this thing's gonna happen there.
Right? Yeah.
Like this is the environment is for that kind of
right.
behavior,
right?
So I mean, yeah. On the one hand, I'm not surprised. On the other hand, I'm definitely not surprised. Someone like Thomas Middleditch, who definitely seems like a creepy nerd.
I didn't get that vibe from him.
And so, you didn't get that.
I didn't get that. I get through the television. I didn't get. Okay, I didn't.
Of course, the
yeah,
TV.
Yeah. You know, but I didn't. I. You know what it is, man. I will say this: what improv people are naughty, man. Improv people are just some freaks.
Dude, party in Miami,
man, dude.
Getting down, you know, going to your club, you're fucking in the bathroom. You know? Yeah, the improvers are wild, dude. You looking for a wild time in the sheets? Get an improv. Oh my goodness.
So I mean, what is it about? What is it about that? Like, what is it? You know, like
improvers?
Yeah,
I think there is a like truly. I think the philosophy of agreement is like, all right, I'm down. I'm down for anything.
Oh, like, do you think that philosophy, like, is bigger than the stage? Like, it
100%.
Seeps over into the personal
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I 100% have applied, not to, like, a degree where I'm getting fucked by Thomas Middleditch and Robert Pattinson. But, like, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, yes. Yes leads to more answers.
Wow.
Possibilities. Yeah. But
that's why you guys are happier.
Could be dangerous. Yeah.
Stand-up comics say no.
See, stand-up comedies, no, because. And that's funny, too. Because the reason why it's no is always funny.
I didn't think about that.
Or ideally funny. So,
right.
Anyways.
Wow.
That's the story of the Cloak and Dagger.
So, let's say you were there that night. Because the only reason this blew up was because of Middleditch.
Right.
You know. Right. Let's say you were there. Mm-hmm. Middleditch comes up to you. He's like, hey, man, come. You understand?
Okay.
Can't say no.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to be okay for the rest of your life. So,
like, I'm gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Like financially.
You know what I mean. So you know what I mean. Yeah.
He takes me to the room,
mm-hmm.
and then sitting there, it's just a guy in a mask.
Yeah.
In a cloak.
Yeah.
And he's holding a dagger.
Yeah.
And takes off the mask.
And
it's Modi.
Dude, I was going to say Yang.
Andrew Yang?
No.
Andrew Yang?
No, the I'd character like to give you
$1,000.
On.
For a month.
Yeah. Please vote for me in New York. The worst campaign. So inefficient.
But he would be politicking to the right people.
For
there
sure.
would be there would be somebody.
Those are the voters.
Yeah,
sure.
Those are the, you know, I mean, it's just you know, I like these kind of stories because it gives people an idea of where guys like yourself have to perform at. You understand, right. to develop time and just the kind of sketchy places you find. You, Alan, you find yourself in a couple sketchy places.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's just funny that during the daytime, me and you were having a terrible time at this mic. Yeah. At nighttime, some crazy nefarious shit.
Right.
Right. You're bombing during the day. And somebody's ass is getting bombed at night.
Exactly.
You know what? I'd pay $5 to see that. Like, I'd pay, where's the bucket? I put my clothes in there too.
They take you to a room just full of bidets. You're all on bomb mode.
That's where I draw the line. That's, nope.
Oh my gosh. Well, look, that's where we draw the line today on this episode. Thank you so much for watching Papaya 9 Not News. We
absolutely
love you guys so much. Please subscribe to our channel. Please follow
absolutely
us on TikTok and Instagram and our YouTube page. Be great. We see all your comments. We appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. We'll be back next week with another episode. And until then, Alan?
Whoop, whoop.
There we go. There we go.
Peace, everybody.
Papaya 9 Not News with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9 Not News
with Neil and Jonas.